وقل رب زدني علما.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. Brother asked the ruling of a Muslim family who separate man and his wife, divorce one another, then after time the woman marry another man, and she cut the child of the first husband, ex-husband, from his father, made no connection, made sure that he has no connection with his father. Not only that even she changed the name of the child, the parent name, to the stepfather. And what is the ruling of that? Is this major sin or is it allowed? No doubt that that's a major sin. Rather, there are many major sins in this incident. One of it is qat'u rahim, is cutting the ties of kinship. Father and his son, father his daughter, mother her son, mother her daughter. All these are the first kinship. Allah commands to connect it, not to cut it. So many texts in Quran and Sunnah. So this is a major sin that Muslim woman prevented her son to have connection with his father. Even in the worst scenario, that the father maybe neglected him the beginning of the day, he didn't pay him anything, he ignored him, and now maybe when he feel the child started working or he wants to be profiled by the child, even if we assume that, if the father neglected his son, will that made a justification for the son to neglect his father's right? No. The parents have rights on their children, and the children have rights on their parents. So if one of them ignore, that doesn't justify the other one to ignore. La ilaha illallah. So this is one thing. How about if that is not the case? The father was trying to reach, profiling his child. Al-Muhim, this is one major sin, to cut the children between the children and their parents, to make this connection. Another major sin is giving the child a name which is not his name, which is not his father's name. Changing the lineage, changing the names. This is a major sin. The person to free himself from his lineage is kufr. At-tabarru'u min an-nasab kufrun. To ignore, to deny your lineage, to free yourself from your father, from your grandfather, your mother, grandmother, is kufr. It's disbelief. This is how great it is in Islam. Regardless of your parent, Muslim, non-Muslim, that's another issue. It is your father, that's true. He's your father, he's your grandfather. That's reality. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ud'uhum li abai. The Arabs, they have this culture that the person, the child, or the person used to be attached to his adopter, or the one who, so like the case of who? Zayd bin Haritha. He used to be called Zayd bin Muhammad alayhi salam. Zayd bin Muhammad means the Prophet salam. Even though he was Zayd bin Haritha, Allah revealed Quran, Ud'uhum li abaihim, call them to their fathers. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَعْلَمُوا أَبَاءَهُمْ فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ. If you don't know their fathers, then they are your brothers in the religion. Say, Abdullah, such Ibn Abdullah, the son of the slave of Allah. Everyone is Abdullah. Naam. That's if you don't, it's not known. But if it's known, ادعوهم لأبائهم. Call them to their father. Attach them to their father. So it's not allowed to name your child to the stepfather's name or to the mother's side, la, to the father's side. To the father's side. So, ala kulli hal, yes, sometimes subhanallah, sometimes subhanallah, people have problem, they hate one another. Some of them go to extreme. They go to extreme, they go over the limit. They go over the limit. Even though at the beginning they have right, but the way they retaliate is worse than. Therefore, Allah, when He allow to revenge, Allah said, وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ سَيِّئَةٌ مِثْلُهَا وَإِنْ عَاقَبْتُمْ فَعَاقِبُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا عُقِبْتُمْ. If you punish, punish the like of it. Don't increase it. Somebody oppress you doesn't mean you're free. From there on, lie on, cut him from his family, change his child's name, make use the government against him, put him in jail years, child support, this money, collect always half of his wealth, his saving money. And this may be, subhanAllah, with hijab. Sometime Allah Ta'ala may be with niqab. Sister, where is this deen? Where is the deen of Al-Islam in this issue? How you treat your children's father, regardless how he mistreats you. Likewise, how a Muslim treats his the kid, the mother of his kids. Yeah, he takes the kids from her. Especially mother, she cannot be patient. Yes, mother loves her kids more than the father love. No question. I didn't say that. Sheikh Sa'di said, rahimahullah. The love the mother has for her child, nobody has that for the child. The mother, number one. Allah created her that way. How about if a man takes the children from their mother? Also, another major sin, another sin is that the child, he himself, he need his father. The child, he himself, he need his father. Is it the same when you have a father, you have in mind you have a father? And when you have in mind you don't have any father? Subhanallah, you have no father at all. No, it's not the same. When you have a mother, when you don't have a mother, it's not the same. Abadan, psychologically, in everything, parents are parents. In a way, in Islam, I conclude with this. Even if the parents are kuffar, they are not even Muslims. Not only that, they call in their child to disbelieve Allah Azza wa Jal. Not only that, they even struggling, striving hard. وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَنْ تُشْرِكَ بِمَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِيعُهُمَا وَصَاحِبُهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفٌ. Don't obey them in disbelief and kufr, but take them in these worldly matters. Sahib, companion. Your parents who are kufar, who call you to kufr, who is trying their best, still when it comes to worldly matters, be nice to them. Religion, no, don't obey them. This is how then you, how about if they are Muslims? How about if they are Muslims? وَتَعَاوَنْ عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنْ عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Even if the child say he doesn't want to make connection with his mother, with his father, the parent who the child live with should have accepted that. You say, no, my son, I'm not accepting. She is your mother. You have to contact her. I have responsibility. Naham. Likewise, the mother has to say, no, he is your father. Now, many cases, separation happened in this land, and then the woman that she grow up, the female she grow up, now she reach age of marriage, she need wali. Okay, who is the wali? She doesn't have wali. What? Doesn't have a, she has a father? Yes. Then the father is the wali. Is he Muslim? Yes. She's a Muslim? Yes. He's the wali. She doesn't have any connection. Then let me look. Is he alive? Yes. Tell her to connect, to call her father, to communicate with her father, because his walaya is needed, his permission. No, 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 no. They have no. No, she has to do that. More important than a marriage, to have connection with her parent. This is a great benefit. It happened, and they make connection. And subhanAllah, how parents are very happy that whoever had imam did that, they say, Jazakallahu khair, my child ignore me, never make connection. Then now started money, getting money from the child. Alhamdulillah. This is from the goodness of Islam. Alhamdulillah. Who doesn't need to have a parent? Who father doesn't need to have a child who help him? Who child doesn't need to have a father who help him? Parents need their children, children need their parent. So feel the same way. If you don't like that to happen to you, don't love for the others to happen, to lose their parent or a parent to lose his child. So this is a major sin. Changing the name of the child, giving someone is attaching to someone else is wrong. Boycotting him from his parent is wrong. Yani, it's also wrong to the child himself. Parents, the children, they need a father. If it's possible. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam nabiyyina Muhammad.